And at 8:51, it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. Well, we have a lot of cloudiness out there. It's kind of a dreary day in many respects. There's fog in the eastern parts of the region, Ohio, and parts of eastern Indiana, up into parts of Michigan. We do have some light snow that's still occurring at this hour across parts of Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, and a handful of locations across Illinois. This is the leftovers of that big snow event that occurred in the northwestern Corn Belt over the past two or three days. They ended up with anywhere from 4 to 10 inches, some local totals up around 12 inches in parts of eastern South Dakota, northern Nebraska, northwest Iowa, and southwestern Minnesota. So for most of us, when we see the snow in the air over the next 2 days, or actually the next 24 hours, we'll probably be thankful that we're not having to deal with any kind of large volumes of snowfall across the region. With that said, though, the upper-level low will push across the Midwest as we go forward through this next 24-hour period and lingering a little bit into the day tomorrow, and we'll probably see a little rain and rain drizzle mix over to snow as time moves along. I don't expect anybody to come up with a very substantial amount of snowfall, but maybe a trace upwards to an inch of accumulation may occur in a few locations. Most of this is just not likely to be very significant. The weather will improve after that. We'll move into a drier mode for a while for a big part of the Midwest. I think we'll probably go through much of the following week without any really significant storminess. Now, with that said, there is one event that is on the charts, and we'll need to pay attention to it, I suppose, as time moves along. This will be a low-pressure center and an associated frontal boundary that will evolve out across portions of the plains as we get out into Saturday night and Sunday. A little drizzle, some light rain, and maybe a little wet snow may occur in parts of Kansas and Missouri when this event first gets started. It'll become a little bit more significant, though, as we move into the early part of next week, Sunday night, Monday, and Tuesday. We'll see the low-pressure center trying to develop a little bit more significantly down in the Ohio River Valley area. And then it will turn to the northeast and spread its moisture up through the state of Ohio and into Pennsylvania. Maybe some eastern areas of Indiana will be involved as well. We could pick up on maybe 15 hundredths of an inch upwards to 3 or 4 tenths of an inch in general, maybe some localized amounts as high as 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. I don't think anybody's going to get a big soaking out of the event. But that's the only precipitation event, and it obviously only impacts the lower and eastern parts of our region. And then after that, we'll go right back into some drier, biased conditions until the next frontal system will show itself, and that may be a little bit deeper into next week. The temperature bias across the region over these next few days will be seasonable, not bad at all. We'll look for highs running in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the region over the next 2 or 3 days. We'll actually see some 40 and 50-degree readings in the lower parts of the Midwest starting on Friday and continuing on into the weekend. And low temperatures at night will be in the teens and 20s in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, and we'll probably see the temperatures in the lower Midwest running mostly 30s. Down in South America, it is status quo, but we're watching Argentina a little bit closer now. Argentina will go through the next 7 days with a rather restricted amount of precipitation, and net drying will occur. I don't think that is a problem for most crops. I think they will certainly do well. Soil moisture is plentiful today. The subsoil will carry on normal crop development through that week of drying, and also the dry weather will be good for wheat harvest, which continues to occur in the south. In Brazil, timely rains are still expected in the bulk of the country. It still looks like a very good production year is well underway, even though the rain amounts themselves may still be a little bit below average in the north. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us on this Wednesday.